Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you are listening for the first time, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations. Following the recent extension to the lockdown rules, we are required to close our church buildings with immediate effect and until at least the beginning of February. We await what further restrictions may be introduced. We look forward to reintroducing services in the church as soon as we are permitted. However, in the meantime, we hope to continue with our broadcast services and are looking into ways in which we might be able to improve the presentation. These are all intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
Welcome everyone to our worship on this first Sunday of Epiphany. These are trying times, not least over Christmas and into the new year. But we continue to travel forward in the light that the Christ child offers us. The scripture says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. As John mentioned, due to government COVID restrictions, we have suspended Sunday services in this church building for at least the next 4 weeks. But our services will continue to be available on the CDs and on the internet. Although everything around us is shifting and uncertain, God remains the same, all-powerful, unchanging. In God we have hope and confidence because God has proved himself faithful. And we need not fear when we put our trust in him. The Bible tells us that God is our rock and our fortress. In God, we have a firm place to stand and a place of safety. The psalmist in Psalm number 29, verses 1 to 4 says, "Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic." And now we join together to sing our first hymn of praise. Hymn number 160. Praise my soul, the King of heaven.
Thank you.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. To my words, the Lord is here. Would you respond, hallelujah? The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Almighty and ever-present God, we come to worship and praise you in response to your voice that calls us to our home in you. God Almighty, whose word brought this world into existence and the creator of the very ground upon which we walk, we give thanks for all we hold dear, our health, our family, and our friends. We join with all the voices of the earth, together with all the voices of the heavens, to praise your glorious name. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Into our hearts and into our souls, we welcome you. God Almighty, you who hold the world in your hands and who knows the very hairs upon our head. You are the source of all justice and truth. And yet, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you offer us forgiveness from our sins. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. God, the beginning and the end of all things, as another year begins, help us live each day for you, no matter what comes our way. We pray you will make us strong and courageous for the road ahead, knowing that nothing ahead of us will take you by surprise. Give us ability beyond what we feel able. Let your gifts flow freely through us, so that you will be honored by our lives and others will be drawn to you. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. And now we join together to say the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book Genesis chapter 1, reading from verses 1 to 5, the beginning. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Our second Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 1, reading from verses 4 to 11. Hear the word of the Lord. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am pleased, well pleased." The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory and forevermore. Amen.
Good morning. Let me start by thanking Elijah for inviting me to give the sermon today. It is always such a joy to be in Kaluk and a blessing to worship with you, whether online or in person. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, please bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that together they may be acceptable in your sight, giving praise, glory, and honor to your most holy name. Amen. Imagine that the lockdown restrictions are eased and we can welcome family and friends to visit. Imagine there's a knock on your door. You think it is a delivery company. You open your door and there is Jesus standing at your door. You pause, stunned, tongue-tied. Someone inside calls out to you, "Who is at the door?" You beckon to Jesus to come inside, and Jesus does. How do you introduce Jesus to your family and friends? What words do you use to describe your relationship with Jesus? How do you make it convincing that it is safe to have Jesus in your home despite the fear and anxiety of COVID-19? Today is the first Sunday after the Epiphany, a time when we celebrate the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. Some scholars refer to the Epiphany as Little Christmas because we're still talking about the manifestation of Jesus Christ, which is why I have titled this sermon, Introducing Jesus Christ, focusing on our New Testament lesson, Mark chapter 1, verses 4 to 11, that Jesse read for us. Thank you, Jesse. So the question is, when it comes to introducing Jesus Christ, what do we say? John the Baptist did not have to pause or wonder. He was born for the sole purpose of introducing Jesus, to be the messenger, the forerunner, to prepare the way of the Lord. John the Baptist grew up with a clear sense of the call of God on his life. But the timing of John the Baptist's task was no easy one. It was a tough time for the Jews. They were expecting a king, one who would save them from the Roman Empire. They were expecting a savior from the tyranny of the government of the day. Desperate for a savior, the people had begun to wonder if John the Baptist himself was the Christ. John wasted no time. He deflected attention from himself, preached the message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and introduced Jesus Christ to the people. In verse 7 of Mark chapter 1, John the Baptist says of Jesus, "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John points out three critical elements in this introduction. First is that Jesus is powerful. The second is that Jesus is worthy of worship. And the third, that Jesus is the one who gives the Holy Spirit. John demonstrates a unique sense of humility in introducing Jesus as the one superior to every other personality. And in John's gospel, introduces Jesus as the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. It is no wonder that Mark begins his gospel by referring to the revelation of Jesus as the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. John the Baptist made it clear that Jesus was a Messiah that the people were waiting for and that they should believe on and follow him. The COVID-19 pandemic presents new challenges every day. In spite of the vaccine, physical distancing, lockdown restrictions, face mask wearing, the numbers of those infected by the virus are rising, and the death toll is anything but alarming. So imagine again that we're standing with Jesus in a room of bewildered and overwhelmed people, we need to know what introducing Jesus to these people would look like. Can we confidently say that Jesus is more powerful than COVID-19? That Jesus transcends the natural and the supernatural, and that nothing is impossible with Jesus? During my PhD field work in Nigeria in 2018, I met fantastic Christian women who live valiantly with disability and HIV. As part of my research, I asked them what the Christian faith means for them. I wanted to know the extent to which their faith impacts or influences their ability to cope with the difficulties of living with disability and HIV in Nigeria. These women, still with their crutches and calipers, with canes and wheelchairs, struggling with the challenges of HIV infection, spoke of the love of Jesus Christ as friend, companion, and healer. In a sense, they were introducing Jesus to me as one with whom they enjoy an active relationship that enables them to see the many possibilities that Jesus brings. How we introduce someone is reflective of our knowledge of and relationship with the person. So before introducing Jesus, perhaps we might want to ask ourselves again, how much of Jesus do we honestly know? And then try to describe what our relationship with Jesus is. Last Sunday, Elijah asked us to open our eyes to see what God is doing today and to proclaim God's goodness. He asked us to see the good things, the new things that God is doing in our lives today, and to trust that God is capable of seeing us through the hard places. I think it is a reminder that the God who created the heavens and the earth out of nothing is still as powerful today. To tell of God's goodness is to testify. It is another way of introduction. How would we introduce Jesus today? How often do we tell of God's goodness? How often do we mention the name of Jesus at all? It is so easy to be wrapped up with the challenges that this pandemic presents that we forget about Jesus. It is so easy to be carried away with the uncertainties of life that we forget what Jesus has done and is doing today. It is so easy to be tongue-tied at the sight of Jesus and to wonder who he really is to us. Let us not miss Jesus. Because if we who call him Lord do, then the world would miss him as well. Like John the Baptist, let us try to deflect attention from ourselves and perhaps from the weather and point to Jesus Christ, for it is Jesus that matters. Jesus came as the Savior, as the Messiah, to save us from our sins and help us through our troubles. May God help us to introduce Jesus today with an embrace and a smile that is filled with hope of a beautiful, happy new year. Amen.
The inspiration for this morning's music came to me as I was preparing to make my recording of O Holy Night for last week's service. As I sat at the piano and composed myself to play, I mentally took stock of the qualities I wanted to bring to the music. The word beautiful was prominent in my thoughts. It's beautiful music, about a beautiful subject matter, the birth of Christ on a starry night in Bethlehem. And that is when the title of this week's piece came into my mind. You are so beautiful to me. It's a song that you will no doubt all recognise. But I wonder if you are familiar with the lyrics. I realised that I only knew the opening phrase, the title of the song. Looking for further inspiration, I looked up the lyrics, and I was surprised to find that there is very little to it. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. And that is all there was to it. A few short and simple phrases. I went on to listen to Joe Cocker singing it back in 1975. His rasping vocals somehow make it so incredibly touching. But for some unknown reason, I went on to listen to another recording of him singing it live in a concert. And there I found a surprise. In that recording, he sings a different second verse, deviating from the official lyrics. And the words are, "Such joy and happiness you bring. Such joy and happiness you bring. Like a dream, a guiding light that shines in the night. Heaven's gift to me. You are so beautiful to me." And there, without a doubt, is the message that this song delivers for us this morning. I was preparing to play O Holy Night and deliver a message about Christ bringing light into our world. And as I did so, I was inspired to turn to this song, where I found the hidden lyrics. A guiding light that shines in the night, heaven's gift to me. It's a clear reminder that in the dark days ahead, there will always be the light of Christ to lead the way. We must hold on to that, trust in that, and know that that light will never go out.
Now let us pray. Lord, we thank you that everything we have comes from you. Please accept our monetary offerings as a token of our commitment to your work on earth. We also dedicate our time and our talents to be used for your glory. Amen. Now we offer our prayers for others. Father God, everlasting God, our Creator, during these challenging times we pray that you give us the strength and courage to shine our lights in your name, in our community, our country and our world. Lord, we pray for your protection for our ministers and their families. We pray for our churches in Carluke and throughout the world, that congregations may continually share the good news of Jesus and demonstrate his love by providing hope and comfort to your people through action and prayer. Father, bless all the young people in our community. We ask continued protection for them and their teachers at this challenging time. Lord, this pandemic has brought the best and the worst out in people. We ask that those who have resources share with others, and those without, grant that they may get the help and support that they need. Father God, we know that you give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. We ask you to comfort the lonely and the bereaved, restore health to the sick, and bring courage and protection to all those that are caring for them. We ask a special blessing on the families of our dear departed elders, Joe, Anne and Margaret, at this difficult time. We thank you for the services of all key workers and everyone who's doing their bit to support others at this time. As we move into the new year, we also ask guidance for our government, that they may act with wisdom and integrity to preserve life, eradicate inequalities and promote peace, and under your guidance, steer us out of this crisis. We thank you for the good news of vaccines against COVID-19. We ask for strength and perseverance for all those who are working round the clock to ensure production, distribution and administration of the vaccines. We pray that there will be a smooth path in the continued rollout of the vaccine. Father, help us to share the good news of the risen Lord through our action, in our attitude and in prayer. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for your uplifting music. And thank you, Jesse Jr., for your Bible reading. And thank you, Jean, for leading us in our intercessory prayers. We thank Jesse for sharing those powerful words with us today. Although we may not all be gathered in the same building at this time, I am thankful that we can still worship together from where we are, knowing that God hears us and is able to blend even distant voices into one song of praise. May we look after ourselves, show love to our neighbors, help the most vulnerable during these challenging times. Let us continue to pray for the Lord to work good in the midst of this, that his word and promises will comfort people and bring them to faith in him. And now we sing our closing hymn, hymn number 251, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. friends and family live in peace and serve the Lord. And the blessing of God, the Father Almighty, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Amen.